Scripture reading is John chapter 12, verse 24. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Amen.
이 시간은 지난 2016년 11월 23일부터 12월 1일까지 있었던 케냐 나이로비 선교 출장 보고를 기록하겠습니다.
Delivered the mission report on Kenya Nairobi Mami Church. Anniversary service, the day we arrived, the day we were departing, God showed us a circular rainbow and straight rainbow. And we arrived in Nairobi, Kenya, and we were warmly welcomed by Reverend Myung-ho Jung and the local members. It was supposed to be rainy season, but it was dry for a long time. But before 2 weeks before we arrived, there was a lot of rain, and it rained once again to quench the drought. And God gave us a very good weather so that the welcoming ceremony went well. And at the airport, there was Reverend Myung-ho Jung, and also the Reverend Charles Muyu and his wife, and Bishop Nicholas and many other bishops of Kenya, and also the police band welcomed us. And the scene you're seeing, they are the children of Nairobi Mami Church. It's the traditional dance and the drums of the youth. And these children, they were really energetic and active. And they loved our performance team, and they loved each other. So I could feel that we are all Mamin family. And they were very organized, and they kept the order. And some of those who have been to Africa, probably when the senior pastor also preached there, you know, you can see that they are very free. They have kind of a free style. They sing and dance the way they like, and they don't usually synchronize their dances. You know, they just express themselves freely. That's what they usually do. But in Nairobi Mami Church, we could see that they were in a very they had freedom in the order, very organized manner, way. So there was this harmony of freedom and order. And in the welcoming event, there were four TV stations, three newspapers to do the news gathering of the mission delegation. And I gave the greeting that saying, it's the country where a senior pastor gave glory to God greatly in the 2001 crusade. And I was glad to be there, and I wished all the blessings of God would be with the country and the people. And some of the reporters asked me about their presidential election that's going to take place next year. And I said, God controls life, death, and fortune and misfortune of men. And if one who is recognized by God can become the president, it'll be a great blessing to the country. And I hope the election processes will go well. And Nairobi Mami Church member said, they had circular rainbows all the time, and they were very happy preparing for the anniversary service. Nairobi has awful traffic jams. It's also the roads are not well maintained. And if once a jam takes place, so sometimes they can't go anywhere. Just these two, sometimes one of the missionaries said it took more than an hour to go just 2 kilometers, a little more than a mile. But though we were escorted by police escorts, and there were 14 bishops from 14 countries and many 200 pastors and leaders. So more than 1,200 people gathered in the Friday Olay service. And in Kenya, probably there is no other church that has Olay service from 11 p.m. to 4 a.m. Literally Olay. And when Reverend Myeongwon Jung was explaining to the guests, it might be a little strange to attend Olay service. And he explained the reason why we offer this Friday Olay service is to commemorate the death of Jesus. He was explaining to the pastors from other churches in other countries. He didn't have to do that for the Mami members. Of course, these people, they sometimes listen to the messages of the senior pastor, but because there is no other church, probably none, maybe a couple if they're at most. So he was explaining to them the reason why we have this Friday Olay service, which takes place every week. Also, the local situation mandates that there is no traffic, means of transportation. So they would have to use their own cars or taxis, probably, and also, so it's very few of them have their own cars, and it's not easy to get a taxi or anything. So the church has to provide them with a means of transportation. So the Nairobi Mamin Church always provides them with buses, rented buses, and also they have their own buses too. So that's how they can come to the Friday Olay service. But of course, it's not easy for all the members to come to the Friday Olay service. But after the local praising, praise leader Rose Han sang in Swahili, and the local members, they followed after her too. And they were saying that anywhere they say the pronunciation is good. And also, there was this performance of Power Worship Dance Team. And they kind of made a variation of African style dance. So they were dancing together. Sometimes they would participate together, but they would also, they're busy taking photos and videos with their smartphones. And to imitate African style dance is not something easy, because they use all their body from head to toe. When we went to Israel, we went to a Congolese church in Israel. So it's a gathering of Congolese people. It's a come and see church. So in the morning, we had a worship service at Nazareth Life Church, Living Spirit Church, and it was far away. So in the afternoon, we had the service in the Congolese church. So because it's far away, we had just fast food, hamburgers, on the way to the church. And while a Power Worship Dance Team, they were parting from me, they said they were going to a Congolese church and they were going to dance. they would burn themselves up. But I thought maybe they would do that because it's the last performance, but they would use all parts of their bodies. One day they were telling me, and after practice they had so much pain on the neck. Now, usually when dancing, you know, you might have pain in the arms and legs, but they were using a lot of the neck also. So they use all parts of their body. So that's what I'm saying. It's not easy to imitate African style dance, but they were learning it happily. And also in Nairobi Mami Church, whenever they had time, they were trying to learn African dances whenever they had chance, whenever they had time. And also because there were many people from many African countries there, so they were asking people, what are the dances like in Nigeria or in Congo? So they learned from each other. And also Nairobi Mami Church members, and they wanted to learn from power worship dance team. They wanted to imitate their dance. So to lift their legs up or jumps. And so they wanted to learn from each other. They were cheering each other, and they were, despite the skin color and the language, cultures are different. You know, in these dances and praises, they were united together. So the church members were saying that when Rose Han was singing, they saw her only on TV, and she came out of the TV, and she is right in front of our eyes. And they were so blessed to see her. So through the performances, their hearts were opened, and I delivered a message with the title, Blessing When Walking in the Light, which is a message preached by the senior pastor. And many bishops, pastors from many countries, they said they realized why holiness gospel is important and why they had to walk in the light. And in the second Friday, second part of the Friday OLED service, there were many celebration performances of many various teams. And on Sunday, there were going to be many events, so they couldn't show all the performances on Sunday. So the men's mission members, they sang Mom in Praise during the offering. So they were in the white suit. They synchronized their moves and kneeling down, and it was emotional performance. And also in the second part of the Friday OLED service, some mission members, they gave their performances. Especially, I heard the powerful voice of the praise leader of Nairobi Mami Church. She's the one. And there is another one too. She came to Nairobi Mami Church when she was in a school, when she was in teens. And she prayed that she wanted to become a good praise leader, and she did. And she has very strong voice. And so she was such a good leader. And you will be able to hear her voice in the Mami Magazine video on Friday, in Friday OLED service. And you saw that there were these pastors who couldn't control their joy. They were overjoyed, so they were dancing. As you saw, these people who are dancing, they were pastors. Because in the front rows, they were the bishops, the pastors. They came to the some free space between the pews and the stage. So they were so happy they couldn't control themselves. And especially Nairobi Mami Church members, they exercise a lot of self-control. They are trained well. So they would just dance, whatever they are. But these pastors, they came from other countries of Africa. And they were overjoyed and they were so happy. They were so full of happiness and they were singing and dancing and they don't have any synchronized or... They were just dancing with each other. They are all bishops and presidents, pastors. So the praise teams in Nairobi Mammoth Church, they gave such wonderful performances. And also the young people there, they danced in African style, traditional dance, and also Maasai style. And they are children's team. The name is Aurora Team. And they mixed the African traditional style dance to the Mamin praise. So they, for African people, and these young men, they were dancing in African style. But these little children, they were dancing like in a very organized manner, like we Koreans do. And also these Maasai people, they were dancing too, to welcome us. And next was a very famous gospel singer, Professor Helen. She is a famous gospel singer all over Africa. And she heard the Holiness Gospel only recently. And it's her third visit to the Nairobi Mami Church, but she says she's a Mami family. And she came to the Sunday service as well. She sings solo. It's kind of a jazzy, African jazzy. And also she sings in a lot of ad-libs. And she summarizes the sermon and sings it at the spur of the moment. And also another team, they sang Father, Father, and she explained Koreans call God Father, Father, and it's in English it's Father, in Korean it's 아버지, and they would say it's a Papa, and she would sing in all these words, and it was emotional. It was full of grace. So I felt that there were people prepared by God everywhere. And even though she only recently heard the Holiness Gospel for the first time, she says she's already a Manmin family. And also, Power Worship Dance Team, they gave glory to God with their performances. And praise leader Roseanne sang Mamin praises, and it lasted until 4 a.m. And even after it was over, the emotions, the happiness didn't end. They were still happy. And we felt it. We're so happy that we wished it wouldn't end. On 26th Saturday, we had the Mamin International Seminary graduation ceremony. Also, we had a meeting of our pastors. In this graduation ceremony, those who are graduating, they were not seminary students, but they were already pastors. So they came from different cities. Some of them are bishops, presidents of some denominations. Some of them were the leaders of pastor days. Some of them had very big churches. And as few as 200 or to even to 800 members, these are the numbers of the church members they have. So they already graduated from theological college or seminaries, and they are already pastoring. And after listening to Holiness Gospel from Reverend Myung-Woo Jung, they felt that they had to learn these courses again, they learned them for 4 years. It's not that they just gave out certificates or diplomas, just like that, but they attended the classes for 4 years, and only those who successfully fulfilled all the courses, they were given the graduation ceremony. But it happens every year, but because I was visiting them this year, so that's why they had it on that particular day. And so these MIS, there were 263 graduates from Kenya, and there were more than 300 family members and relatives. So I gave the congratulatory message, and I said, I hope they will take after the example of Reverend Jedok Lee and become powerful servants of God. And they responded with Amen. And it took about 20 minutes just to get them in line for a photo session. And after the graduation ceremony, we had dinner. There were more than 50 bishops from 14 countries. There was a supper. So first, they watched the video on the power of God and the missionary works of Reverend Jedok Lee, our senior pastor. And they watched the vision about the Canaan sanctuary and also the vision for our vision for mission in Africa. And I said, senior pastor performs this kind of a power of God, and it's because of holiness and the power of unending fasting and prayers. So, every pastor needs this kind of a powerful manifestation of the power of God. So that, and I wish that they could also spread the power of God and the love of God and holiness gospel. And there were some Bishop Gabutu from Congo and Bishop Nicholas, who recently joined the Manmin as a family, and they gave greetings. And also Reverend Myeongwon Jung, he talked about the vision for Manmin of God and of our senior pastor. And through the overseas crusades that our senior pastor conducted, and these pastors, they also remember these crusades. And when the time comes, I said the senior pastor will conduct the United Crusade for the whole African continent. And not so, when that happens, not through the broadcasting, so many countries can participate, and the missionary works will be conducted more actively, with more power. And so I wished that they could all participate together. And that was just my suggestion. And they said yes, amen. And that was the end of the meeting, but I couldn't hear what exactly they felt and what they were thinking. But later, they did some interviews with them. And later I received a translation of their interviews. And everybody was saying they wished it was going to be in their country. So please come to my country. They love the senior pastor to that extent. And if the senior pastor does the crusade in Africa, they will actively help with the crusade of the senior pastor, even from now. And I felt that they were so passionate, and I felt that they were in so much need of the power of God and the holiness gospel. On the 27th anniversary service, there were more than 5,000 members and many VIPs. We had Reverend Charles Muyu, the chairman of the Crusade of the Senior Pastor. And also there were congressmen of the west part of Nairobi, many professors, many advocates, lawyers, and the military pastor of the army.
And
the chaplain, and also many kinds of VIP, chief inspector of police, and so we could see the high standing of the Nairobi Manmin Church and Reverend Myeongho Chung, and the orderly manner of the Nairobi Manmin Church members. I felt like main church members can learn from them too. They were standing in just two lines welcoming me. And those lines, they were never broken. Their lines were maintained. They were trained and taught that, they should just wave, just to say with what they wanted to say. And they would just shake hands and they were just greeting me with their eyes. So these lines, they were not broken, and if they did, it could have been difficult for me and for them too, because the pavement, it wasn't paved, it was just pebbles, so it was going to be difficult. But everything went smoothly because of the thanks to the obedience of the church members. And on that day, God gave us the best weather conditions. Whenever they had anniversary, it's because rainy season, so it is going to be very difficult if it rains. And if it rains, there is a much more traffic jam. Sometimes when it rains hard, the roads go missing. They are destroyed by the rain. Sometimes because they are just dust, dirt road, not the paved road. So sometimes they would go, a lot of the dirt would be missing, and it is not just the little holes, but the whole road was going to go missing. Also, because there are so many people, they had to eat outside, and so they had to we had to have a good weather condition. And even after the service is over, if it rains, sometimes when they go back, it could take a long time to go back. So maybe their family members wouldn't like it. And many times when it rains, there's a power cut. Even when I was in the hotel, there was power cuts. Quite often, the power would go and come back later. And even in hotels, such things take place. So ordinary for the public, the situation was even worse. I delivered a message with the people who have citizenship of Heavenly Kingdom. So I explained about the beautiful Kingdom of Heaven, and they were not just members of Nairobi Manmin Church, but also people from other churches and other pastors. So many of them didn't know in detail about Heavenly Kingdom. So also because they are financially, economically, many of them are having a hard time, so they have a lot of unpaved roads, and there are many dust, there is a lot of dust, but in heaven the roads are gold and there's no dust, and we will all become milky white. We'll all have milky white skin color and blonde, goldish blonde hair. And when I explained about the details of the life in heaven, and they were so happy to hear about all those things. For example, there is no bathroom in heaven. Even though we eat, we don't have to go to bathrooms. Also, the leadership positions, bishops, pastors, they were saying, they were so thankful that they could hear about heaven in so much detail. Even pastors, even bishops, they couldn't know about Heavenly Kingdom in so much detail. So they couldn't teach the church members. In Mammin Church, we heard in so much detail about heavenly kingdom, so it's okay. But even bishops of other denominations, other churches, they didn't hear so much detail about heavenly kingdom, and they were surprised and amazed by the fact that somebody could receive so much detail about heavenly kingdom in Revelation. And also, I asked them, they loved the senior pastor so much, and I asked them if they never wanted to depart from the senior pastor in heaven, and to do that, they had to go into Holy Spirit and go to New Jerusalem, and they are all saying Amen. And so wherever they are in this world, those who listen to Holiness Gospel, they love the senior pastor, and they become united in under their name Manmin. And as celebration events, the local church, Nairobi Mammin Church teams, they performed, and these members, they were singing and dancing together. And they are pastors, and they are dancing with each other. You know, in Korea, men, they don't really have eye contact when they dance with each other. It's kind of, they feel kind of shy. But these pastors, they were dancing with each other, making eye contact with each other, facing each other. And they don't dance. They don't have any synchronization. But they all, because they are full of energy. So when they have, when they feel this energy, they have to express it. I saw this guitarist, and he was standing, and he never stands up straight. He bends his knee a little bit, and even when he's playing the guitar, he's kind of dancing. So because they are full of happiness, they keep dancing, and also the Mammin, Nairobi Mammin Church members, they were still in orderly manner. They were still dancing in orderly manner, even when they were expressing their joy and happiness. And also, African culture is like they dance freely, and they express themselves freely. And also, their dances are wonderful. And it's, for us, it's very difficult to imitate their dances. But for them, it's not something they make up, but it comes out naturally. You know, it makes us imitate them, because it gives us joy too. What is amazing is, when this kind of a culture and our culture is mixed up together, it becomes another kind of a culture. You know, people usually say they don't like each other. They don't like cultural differences. But it was never like that. And when they were, Korean teams were performing with fan dance and Korean traditional dance, and they loved Korean traditional dances. And this famous gospel singer I mentioned, she's also a professor of a musical college, Professor Helen. She was happy to see Korean traditional performances, and she was so happy to learn. And she would be happy to learn more about the Korean traditional performances. So our performance teams, they accepted the African culture, and they would also imitate and express together. And also the local teams, they would learn from Korean teams. So because Manmin is one, they are, I was happy, and it was gracious to see them getting united. And also there was performances of Roseanne, and also Power Worship Dance Team, beautiful fan dance, and they were busy taking the photos, videos, and their eyes were busy, ears were busy, hands were busy. They were welcoming and giving cheers. And there was a big hand for every performance. And they were happy to see Korean traditional dance. And when they were singing in local language, not Swahili, and also when they were dancing, they were just singing and dancing together. And when we choreographed this African style dance, they loved it. So we could feel that all Manmin members, they are one, regardless of races, skin colors, language, or culture. In the power of God, we were united as one. And during the trip, I met with many VIPs, bishops, leaders, and many people. And I met with Reverend Charles Muyu, the chairperson, and the vice chairperson as well. And they were very famous and recognized bishops in Kenya. And they still loved the senior pastor, and they were happy to work with Manmin. And also, through the ministry of Reverend Myeongho Jung, they were touched and they were blessed, and they said that it was a great blessing that the Reverend Jung was in Kenya. So they were happy to work with Reverend Jung as well to bring about revival in Kenya. And they said they wanted to keep working together with him. And also there was a pastor from Angola, and also some lawyers, police officers, police chiefs, inspectors. And the lawyers, legal team, we have lawyers, lawyer in Nairobi Mami Church, and they brought the seven lawyers, and also there were chief inspectors, and some of them were secret police. And also there were some secret service for the president's bodyguard. And they were saying, the police were saying, when the senior pastor comes, we will help him. And they were asking him to come again. And also there were professors, and they were saying, when they listened to the message, they were wondering, where did this kind of message come from? They were so amazed. Especially, I had a meeting with the Congolese, a dozen of the Congolese pastors. There were many from DR Congo. There were bishops and leading pastors. And I had a short meeting with them, and one of them said, from pocket, he took out the leaflet, flyer, and it was Reverend Myeongho Jung's meeting in Congo in 2002. It was the leaflet for that meeting. And when Reverend Myeongho Jung came to Congo in 2002, he had this flyer, and he kept it, and he attended it, and he listened to the Holiness Gospel, and for the next 14 years, he's been with Manmin. And he was saying that Reverend Myeongho Jung couldn't come to his place, never. Couldn't come to his place again, ever. So he was asking me to send Reverend Jung to his place. There are so many places. Congo is a big country, so Reverend Myeongho Jung and Reverend Jung, he was too busy to visit every place. So it's not that he's not going. He was just too busy to go there. So he went to that area in 2002. And this pastor was blessed by the message there, and he's been with Manmin for 14 years, and he's been having revival in his church, and he's longing to hear Reverend Jung's message again. And he was like a child. He was asking him to come again. And I could see the longing for the Holiness Gospel. And just by listening to the Holiness Gospel once, he was changed. And I was very happy to hear his testimony. It was Reverend Jung's photo. It's a very old photo. And he kept this flyer like a souvenir, like a treasure. And he held it very precious. And also there is Bishop Gabutu. He has a school, theological college, and many branch churches, and he also visited Korea. And he heard the Holiness Gospel from Elder Muhindo. And when he heard this kind of message, he was so curious where these kinds of messages come from, such deep messages. And he was wondering, and he began to listen to the Holiness Gospel when he had fellowship with the Man Min, and he realized that he wanted to teach this Holiness Gospel. And so it was not difficult for him to become a part of the Man Min family. And then Message of the Cross is translated into Swahili, and they made a photocopy, and they made hundreds of them, and he distributed them, and he wanted to teach them with these books, and he said that he was in need of much more books through many meetings. They were longing to hear Senior Pastor's messages, his books and his sermons, and these high positioned bishops and pastors and leaders. They were longing for Senior Pastor so much, and I was very happy to see them long for the Word of God. And we had the Handkerchief Crusade. After their Sunday morning service, they had lunch. 5,000 of them had to have the lunch together at one time. Now, by the support of the senior pastor, they bought the land, but they couldn't build a building yet. They just have the floor a little bit, and it's a tent. So when they have this kind of an event, they set up another tent next to the main tent. So it's not that they have a separate dining hall or anything like that, but all the leaders, all the workers, they served all the 5,000 men very quickly. So they were not late for the Sunday evening service, which was the Handkerchief Crusade. And I thought maybe the Sunday evening service was going to be delayed because the 5,000 people had to eat all together. But all the workers, all the leaders, all the voluntary workers, they were doing a fantastic job. The Sunday morning service was ended after 1 p.m. and the evening service had to start at 2:30. And within just a little more than an hour, they had lunch together, and they cleaned up everything. So anyway, in the Handkerchief Crusade, there were a lot of neighbors, unbelievers, in the presence. And I talked about Bartimaeus, who threw away his cloak, his coat, to go to Jesus. And I preached in Korean, and Elder Johnny Kim translated into English, and there was another pastor who would translate into Swahili. So it was a triple, double translation. So I was busy. My mind was busy. And there were a lot of other events too. So it was a short message. And then I prayed for the sick people, for the whole congregation, and I prayed individually only for those who had serious problems, grave illnesses. But those who had grave illnesses, they were healed right away, and they gave glory to God. There were some news reporters, TV and newspaper, and they were also amazed seeing these people getting healed. And the family TV, they said they were going to run a program, TV show, about this 16th anniversary of Nairobi Mami Church. And they did. So the next following Saturday. And the other channels also introduced this anniversary events, and also Sun Weekly, Sunday Express, these newspapers, they had ran news articles about this anniversary events and Korean team, and these testimonies were also introduced by many many other press. There was Declie Agano of another church. her son couldn't stand up because of infantile paralysis. He's only two. But since birth, he couldn't stand. Our performance team, when I pray for the sick people, they would go down to the congregation and they would look after, see for if there is anybody getting healed, or also they help with those who are healed so that they can give testimonies. So these performing teams, sometimes they see the people with grave illnesses. So they saw this child and his mother. And when the prayer began, the mother would put the baby on the ground to stand him up, but this baby couldn't stand up on his feet, but his knee would touch the ground because of the infantile paralysis. So that is why he couldn't stand on his feet. But the mother was trying him too, trying to stand him up. But after the prayer, he could stand on his toes, on his feet. And also, Shadrach, it's been 2 months since he registered in Mammon Church. He had the right side paraplegia. So he couldn't bend his knee. So his walking was awkward. And his right hand was crooked, bent. And his elbow was bent. His fingers were bent. So he couldn't hold any object. So when he came to the church, usually men's members, they shake hands, but because he couldn't, because his hand, arm, was bent. He couldn't, somebody lift his arm up so that he could shake hands, but he still couldn't shake hands because his fingers were stiff. But after the prayer, his bent knee was loosened and he could move his knee and he could walk. And also his elbow could be bent and his fingers were getting loosened. So he could hold this mic. So he gave glory to God in 17 years. For the first time in 17 years, he could walk straight and he could hold an object by himself. He's been attending church for 2 months. And he was disabled, and many church members, they were celebrating together, cheering together. There's Lily Nambura. Declan Nambura, she suffered from coughing and and she came with crutches, and now she could walk properly. It was a Camilla Kagawa, had AIDS and chest pain and congestion. But after the prayer, her chest is clear and she'll continue coming to church. She's not a member of Nairobi Mam Church, but after the prayer, the chest pain was gone. And she said, I will continue coming to church. There was Nancy Atieno, 23 years old. She had a tumor after the tumor is gone after the prayer. There's Lucas Unguse. He couldn't hear for so many years. And he had a pus coming out of the ear, but after prayer, he was healed. There's 60-year-old Rose Cheche. Her ribs, two of her ribs were broken. And then since then, she couldn't walk by herself without the walking aid. But when the prayer began, she was coming out to the stage to receive individual prayer. And she was coming with a walking aid. But because she didn't have enough strength, and she couldn't, you have to kind of drag it. you cannot lift it. So even dragging it was very hard, and because she had constant pain. Our performing teams, they were wondering why. But only later they realized she had two of her ribs broken, and it wasn't getting healed. And when she was coming out, her face was really looking bad because of pain. And the sisters in performing teams, they wanted to help her. So they were kind of body language, with body language they were telling her to let go of it. But she couldn't, because she couldn't walk without it. But anyway, after the prayer, she could even stand and walk without the walking aid. Now, she had a smile on her face. The pain was gone. Also, there was a 7-year-old Nechesa, deaf and mute since birth. But because he's a deaf and mute, he didn't even know the exact name of the problem. Also, probably he had the Down syndrome. And especially because his tongue was sticking out of the mouth and it couldn't go in. So his tongue was always outside the mouth. And also since birth, he's been deaf and mute. But after the prayer, he could hear and he began to speak. And the tongue went inside. And also, he couldn't even stand or walk, but he could now stand and walk. He had been deaf and mute and had a lot of disabilities, which were all healed. It was 28-year-old John Okocha. He had a high blood pressure, but it was gone, so he gave testimony to the family members, and the whole family members agreed to come to church. And also there was a man, he had knee pain and he couldn't bend his legs, but after the prayer, the pains are gone and he could even leap. He is 73 years old. Many people recovered their eyesight. Sister Rose, she works with eyeglasses. And she just received a prayer for the whole congregation, and after the prayer, she was healed and she could take off her eyeglasses. And she gave the testimony. And there was Juma Mola, 66 years old. He couldn't see far away objects after an accident. And also he could see the things that are far. Also, there was a 15-year-old student boy. For 3 years, she's been suffering from short-sightedness. A girl, she couldn't read far, but now she can see clear. And there was another man who couldn't see the light because of pain. Now he can see well. 23-year-old Rose Joseph was wearing eyeglasses, but now he can see even without eyeglasses. So there are many people who recovered a good eyesight as well. Also, 70-year-old Martha, her granddaughter received a prayer on her behalf, and now she can hear better. And also she was healed of some kind of a food allergy. There were many kidney failure, back pain, arthritis, paraplegia, AIDS, and demon problem, evil spirits. And so many things were healed. And also there were so many more testimonies. And because of other events that were following, we didn't have enough time to give all the testimonies. But so later, they kept on giving their testimonies the next Friday, next Sunday, and so they registered their testimonies. So after the testimonies, Pastor Goma and Pastor Kabutu and Bishop Nicholas, they had a celebration for their joining Manmin family as branch churches. And also we had the presentation of plaques and celebration event of the church anniversary. And there were some interviews with the media. Let me conclude the message. We give all thanks and glory to God the Father who has given us prosperity and blessings in this missionary trip. And also give thanks to the shepherd who has prayed for us. And also give thanks for the prayers of the Mrs. Bongnim Lee and the church members. And through this trip, we could feel the power of God was so great. Despite the differences in race, language, culture, we felt that we were one in the Lord. And even demons were trembling and going away by the power of the shepherd. And many people recovered good eyesight, a regained sight. And also there was a boy who came to hear and speak, the deaf and mute boy. And also many disabilities were cured. And we didn't have those pastors, they didn't have so much seminars or so many lessons, but they were still longing to hear the holiness gospel. And in 2017, the second prayer title is Church Associations and World Evangelism. Now we've been accomplishing the world evangelism with the Holiness Gospel and the power of God and through the United Crusades that the senior pastor conducted. Manmin was known all over the world. Of course, since the senior pastor stopped going overseas, our assistant pastors were going outside, going overseas. And because of the seeds that the senior pastors scattered, all these assistant pastors, we were welcomed and we were happily accepted. And we could happily preach the holiness gospel and show the power of God with the handkerchiefs on which the senior pastor prayed. But in 2017, God the Father is telling us that we will do a lot greater things than what we have been doing. And the senior pastor goes overseas, and he will do such great things. And so many bishops, pastors, they are longing for our senior pastor to come to Africa. And they were saying that they would prepare for his coming from now with their prayers. And if senior pastor came there, such mighty and wondrous things would take place. That's their longing. And also this is the second prayer title of 2017. And many African countries, they are longing for the holiness gospel to be united with Manmin, and it's because of the endless prayers and fasting of the shepherd. Like in today's reading passage, when one wheat dies, it'll bear abundant fruit. That's how our senior pastor is bearing up so much fruit in all of the world. And also we have a lot of assistant pastors, like Reverend Myung-ho Chung, who went to Africa. And because of his sacrifice, like a dying wheat. And through his ministry, we see a lot of fruits in Africa. And Reverend Chung is preaching the holiness gospel just as it was taught by the senior pastor, and he is loved by so many people in Africa. And I was very touched. many pastors because of the skin color or because they don't know about Korea very well. You know, they don't, it's not like that, but they welcome him and they love him. They love Reverend Chung, and that's how I could feel what kind of a sacrifice and hard work Reverend Chung has been.
Giving.
Also, they love Reverend Chung as well, so much, you know, as well as the senior pastor. And I was very touched by the orderly manner of the Nairobi Mami Church members, and which couldn't be found anywhere else in Africa. And until they were trained that, to that extent, you know, at one glance, I could see the hard work of Reverend Chung. It's been 16 years of Nairobi Mami Church. And I couldn't see Reverend Chung's hard work for all 16 years. But by seeing the fruit, I could feel at one glance that what kind of work he's been doing by seeing this fruit. He's so loved by the church members and they are so obedient to him. And also, they're going to build such a great church building, and he's preparing for all this great ministry in Africa. And I was very touched and blessed to see these members. And Reverend Chung was telling me when I was departing from Kenya, he was changed by the shepherd, and he can do whatever he can do only thanks to the shepherd. So when you deny yourself but become united with the shepherd, you can bear a lot of fruit, abundant fruit. This is the way of truth. This is the work of God. So I hope all the pastors, leaders, they will all only show this obedience and sacrifice so that they can bear a lot of beautiful fruits that are pleasing in the sight of God. Let us pray together thinking about the message. We'll receive the prayer for the sick of the senior pastor on video. Lay your hands on sick parts and infirmities. And for those who are not sick, lay your hands on your chest to receive the desires of your hearts. Hallelujah, Almighty God, the Father who loves us. Lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that transcend time and space on those who are receiving this prayer through GCN, Internet, and Satellite TV, in branch churches and local sanctuaries, and all other children of God around the world. Give them the faith to believe from heart, drive away negative thoughts and doubts, and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerves, tissues, and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and touch them with the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy, devil, and Satan, all diseases, germs, and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Light, come. Scorch all their terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases, including malaria. All contagious diseases, including cold, flu, and fever, go away. Protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach, lung, liver, breast, uterine, and intestinal cancers, AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high and low blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid problems, and heart, lung, and women's diseases, and all inflammations go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs, back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains disappear. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases go away. All kinds of paralysis. Be loosened, get up, walk, and leap. Let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see, the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns. Let the heat and burning sensation go away. Father, let there be no scars remaining. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves, tissues, and cells be regenerated. Bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessings of conception. Receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy, devil, and Satan, the ruler of the power of the air, the evil forces of heavenly places, and their servants, go away. Go away, evil, unclean, false, and deceitful spirits, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen the bonds of wickedness. Darkness, go away. Light, come. Father God, give them the strength to cry out in prayer and the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. As their souls prosper, let all things go well with them and let their families be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. With the fiery walls of the Holy Spirit, heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect all your children, their families, workplaces, and places of business. Give students wisdom and understanding and give them enthusiasm and fervor to study hard. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and let them love God more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink or in whatever they do, let them do it all to live a life glorifying the Father God. Let them be able to testify about the living God, saying, I've met and experienced God and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.